In an era where job security feels increasingly like a myth, Kimberly Palmer's The Economy of You offers a refreshing perspective. You don't need to quit your day job to achieve financial independence. As senior money editor at U.S. News & World Report, Palmer discovered this truth firsthand when anxiety about supporting her growing family led her to launch Palmer's Planners on Etsy. What began as a side project selling financial planners eventually generated an additional $10,000 annually, but more importantly, it provided something money can't buy: freedom from fear. This book has become required reading for ambitious professionals seeking financial security, with celebrities like Sofia Amoruso citing it as inspiration for her own side hustle journey. In a world where 36% of Americans participate in the gig economy, Palmer's practical roadmap shows how anyone can transform economic uncertainty into opportunity through strategic side gigs.
The most successful side hustlers aren't just chasing extra cash. They're responding to specific life triggers that create powerful motivation. For Chris Fearon, it was watching his father's Georgetown deli struggle financially that inspired him to develop his cake decorating skills after hours. When the family business finally closed, Chris was ready with Cakes by Chris Fearon, a home-based business generating up to $3,600 weekly from specialty cakes for high-profile clients. Parenthood frequently catalyzes side gig creation. Joe Kane, a retired NYPD captain, transformed his tax preparation hobby into Finest Financial Group after realizing he wanted more flexibility for his children's activities. What began as helping fellow officers with taxes evolved into a thriving business serving over 1,000 clients. Similarly, Tara Gentile left her $28,000 a year boarder's job to launch a coaching business for creative entrepreneurs after her daughter's birth, eventually earning $150,000 annually. Career uncertainty provides another powerful motivator. Nicole Cromaldi Emmerich started Miss Career Girl as a creative outlet, waking at 5 a.m. to blog before her day job. When layoffs hit, she immediately pivoted to self-employment, hosting networking events and developing multiple revenue streams. Tori Johnson followed a similar path after being fired from NBC, launching Women for Hire with just $5,000 while caring for two babies. She later added roles at Good Morning America and created Spark and Hustle conferences. Research confirms that focusing on the why behind goals rather than just the mechanics leads to greater success. Whether it's financial security, family flexibility, or professional identity, understanding your core motivation creates the resilience needed when challenges arise. What's your driving force for creating additional income streams? The answer might determine whether your side gig thrives or fades when obstacles appear. Finding the right side business often starts with paying attention to what's already in front of you. Tara Huser transformed casual pet sitting for friends into a steady income stream, earning $60 per overnight stay. Married couple Bina Kate Carr and Sudhansu Samal created the Can I Buy app after developing a simple program to teach their daughter about saving. Chris Hardy earned nearly $10,000 annually doing cartoon voice recordings on Fiverr.com after hearing about the site on radio. Day jobs frequently provide inspiration for lucrative side businesses. Maya Hake Merlin, an education nonprofit advisor, discovered her organizational coaching business after helping fellow teachers manage information overload. She now balances part-time nonprofit work with her company, Brass Tacks, and has published The Together Teacher. Field hockey coach Emily Beach invented the Dribble Draw training stick while planning a youth hockey camp, securing a patent and selling her modified sticks for $40 to $60 each at tournaments. The most sustainable side gigs share five key characteristics: low startup costs, scalability, compatibility with full-time work, utilization of unique skills, and enjoyability. They typically involve services that can't be easily automated or outsourced, one-on-one services, creative work, or complex tasks requiring specialized knowledge. Research shows booming demand for creative online services like web design, content creation, and social media management. Website design ranks as the top side gig opportunity, with freelancers earning around $30 hourly, equivalent to $60,000 annually, with minimal startup costs. Marketing consultants command nearly $50 hourly, while financial services providers can earn $60 plus hourly depending on credentials. Before fully committing, smart entrepreneurs conduct small test runs. Kylie Ofew, an Australian hairdresser with millionaire ambitions, experimented with multiple income streams, blogging, selling unused items, freelance writing, before discovering her writing talent could generate significant income. Similarly, Todd Henry launched his creativity podcast as a small side project while working at a nonprofit, gradually building it into a thriving business with membership communities and speaking engagements. When you're ready to move forward, Stanford's BJ Fogg recommends breaking ambitious goals into smaller, manageable steps rather than focusing on abstract outcomes. This gradual approach creates sustainable momentum and fits more realistically with demanding day jobs. The day after field hockey coach Emily Beach created her rotating hockey stick prototype, she immediately sought patent protection rather than celebrating her invention. Though initially shocked by the $10,000, $15,000 cost, she negotiated it down to $8,000 with help from a team parent. This investment proved essential for her business to move forward. Most side giggers face this tension between necessary business investments and cash conservation. Successful ones minimize initial expenses to maximize profit and flexibility. Online tools like Freelancer.com and Odesk.com allow outsourcing tasks cheaply, while free or low-cost tools like WordPress, Google products, and Evernote can replace expensive software. Legal protections matter too. Liability insurance, $200 a year for $1 million coverage, or forming an LLC can protect personal assets. For selling products, platforms like Etsy, Fiverr, PayPal, and eJunkie offer affordable alternatives to expensive e-commerce sites. The most successful side giggers typically spend months preparing financially before launching their businesses. Jenny Blake, who started life after college while working at Google, saved aggressively to fund a 3-month sabbatical for her book launch. She cut restaurant spending, created a dedicated savings account, sublet her condo while traveling, and took on speaking gigs and coaching clients. Other entrepreneurs showed similar discipline. Cake designer Chris Furin saved knowing his family business would close. Todd Henry built savings to support his family for 2 years before going full-time with Accidental Creative. And Georgetown Cupcakes founders practiced extreme frugality, with one sister sleeping on the other's couch to save money. Many side giggers initially reinvest earnings or use them strategically. Sydney Owen's side business, Three Ring Media, not only funds her passion for competitive skydiving, but provides financial security. Others invest in retirement accounts, recognizing that side gig income can compensate for insufficient retirement savings from regular salaries. The Dixie Chicks, Marty McGuire and Emily Robison, even launched their Courtyard Hound side project as R401k. Even small earnings compound significantly over time. $200 monthly becomes $2,400 yearly, potentially growing to $200,000 after 30 years if invested properly. As one entrepreneur puts it, if your full-time job is a steady bond, your side gig is your stock, potentially taking off and creating financial security at any moment. Successful side giggers leverage social connections to build their businesses. Some create their own communities that evolve into profitable ventures. Maria Sokurashvia transformed a simple mailing list for Washington, D.C. moms into dcurbanmom.com, a thriving online community. What began as a way to organize meetups grew into a comprehensive website with topic-based forums. Initially monetized through Google Ads that merely covered hosting costs, the site eventually generated enough revenue for Maria to leave her IT job. Similarly, Emily Meithner founded NY Creative Interns to connect young creative professionals with experienced mentors. Starting with a WordPress blog and Meetup.com account, Emily and her partners built momentum by interviewing professionals from prominent companies who shared content with their followers. They facilitated the sharing by providing pre-formatted tweets and email templates, making it easy for speakers to promote their events. When your niche isn't immediately clear, online communities specifically designed for side giggers can provide invaluable support. Megan Moynihan Calloway, dreaming of a mobile lifestyle while working at a PR firm, began collecting clients through friends while educating herself through blogs like Chris Guillebeau's site. James Mundia launched a soccer coaching business after following Ramit Sethi's I Will Teach You to Be Rich.com blog and taking his Earn 1K course. His side gig led to becoming head coach for a college men's soccer team, his dream job, and second side gig. Palmer herself found support through creative entrepreneur communities like Blacksburg Bell by April Bowles Olin and Mai Carla's site. Rather than passively consuming their content, she actively joined their communities by subscribing to newsletters, downloading free resources, engaging on Twitter, and commenting meaningfully on blog posts. When struggling with slow sales or rejections, she visited these sites to remember she wasn't alone in her entrepreneurial journey. She also found specific support through Etsy forums, where shop owners trade advice on everything from photography to packaging. Despite initial hesitation, she discovered helpful suggestions about using TweetDeck, improving her shop name, enhancing packaging with freebies, creating discount codes, and taking lifestyle-oriented product photos. These online communities, along with friends who have their own side gigs, became invaluable resources for tips, feedback, and encouragement, proving that finding your tribe is essential to creating the economy of you. When Katie Gathright and Imran Khoja launched Designed Good, a flash sales site featuring sustainably made products, they discovered that storytelling differentiated them in the marketplace. Katie's blog and social media presence built community through content, helping them sign up 500 members within weeks. Like Erica Serra with her race jewelry, Katie found that blogging helps potential customers trust the brand, leading to impressive conversion rates. April Bowles Olin exemplifies strong branding through her site, Blacksburg Bell. After transitioning from wedding planning content to creative business coaching, April strategically built her brand by offering valuable business growth tips. She initially spent more time guest posting on popular blogs than writing for her own site, which brought 300 new newsletter subscribers in a single day after appearing on DesignSponge.com. By sharing a mix of personal and professional stories, April built trust with readers who eventually became paying customers for her coaching services. We all already have personal brands, whether we realize it or not. What appears when someone searches your name online forms your brand impression. The key is controlling this narrative through a professional website that clearly communicates who you are and what unique value you offer. Even a simple site with bio, photo, and work samples can establish your professional identity. When writing your bio, describe yourself as you aspire to be seen. Calling yourself a speaker or coach helps potential clients view you that way. Your site should look clean and professional without breaking the bank. For under $100, you can hire a designer for a custom header and purchase your own domain name. Building your brand requires the same etiquette as dating. Constant self-promotion turns people off, while showing interest in others attracts them. Email newsletters through services like MailChimp give you direct access to your audience, especially valuable when launching new offerings. Enthusiasm is the most critical element in an effective pitch. As Palmer's father advises his film students, if you don't believe in your idea, then trying to get someone else to believe in it is virtually impossible. Telling the story behind your idea helps convey that essential enthusiasm. Palmer shares her successful pitch to a personal finance blogger, demonstrating how she personalized it, explained her bigger goal, helping people with their money, and briefly described her planners. This approach led to the blog featuring her money planner and generating sales. She strategically pitched to relevant blogs, personal finance and parenting sites, offering guest posts or giveaways, learning that bloggers she had prior relationships with responded more readily than cold contacts. Finding balance between full-time work and a side gig requires creative time management, as demonstrated through the story of Jessie Baden Campbell, a meeting planner who maintains her opera singing career during lunch breaks and evenings. The key to excelling in both a full-time job and side gig often lies in finding ethical ways to combine them with your employer's knowledge and approval. Many side giggers leverage their day jobs to boost their side pursuits. Jennifer Tates, a law firm manager, turns her experience with collections and bankruptcy into a writing career for Yahoo Finance and Motley Fool. She wakes at 5:30 a.m. to write before her toddler rises and before heading to work. Jeffrey Nash invented the Juppy Baby Walker while working at Men's Warehouse, using customer interactions to perfect his product and make valuable connections. When side gigs don't directly complement full-time jobs, there are still ways to leverage each identity to boost the other. Alicia Williams balances her career as a CPA with Olympic-level running, training intensively with morning 10-mile runs and evening workouts. Her employer enthusiastically supports her athletic pursuits, decorating her desk with USA signs when she competed in the 2012 Olympic trials. Unlike athletes who solely depend on their sport, Alicia's dual career provides financial security while allowing her to pursue Olympic dreams. When pursuits have no natural synergy, side giggers must get creative while adhering to ethical guidelines. Martin Cody exemplifies extreme efficiency, managing both his medical software sales job and Seller Angels wine business from his home office with two separate computers. Rising at 4:30 a.m. and working 70-plus hours weekly, he strategically schedules wine business calls after 5 p.m. when California wineries are still open. Side giggers employ numerous time-maximizing strategies to fit more productivity into their days. The most common approaches include waking extremely early, utilizing small time fragments throughout the day, making strategic sacrifices like skipping social activities, sequencing work through sabbaticals or contract arrangements, incorporating loved ones into work time, building relaxation into routines, focusing on energy management over time management, cutting back on television and social media, living by a calendar, ignoring others' priorities, consolidating household management through outsourcing, and writing down every idea as it occurs. Learning when to say no is perhaps the most crucial time management skill. After publishing her first book, Palmer initially accepted every promotional opportunity regardless of compensation. The breaking point came after spending hours preparing an unpaid workshop where she hoped to sell books afterward. Despite good audience engagement, no one purchased a single book. She realized she was sacrificing precious time with her family without compensation and began declining opportunities that didn't align with her priorities. After building her side business offering financial workshops, Palmer experienced a humiliating failure when teaching at a local yoga studio. Despite weeks of preparation, she misjudged the timing and finished her material 45 minutes early in what was supposed to be a 90-minute workshop. The studio owner publicly pointed out her failure in front of paying participants, leaving her mortified and questioning her entire side gig plan. Many successful side giggers experienced significant failures that ultimately redirected their paths. Ben Popkin's career crisis came when he was unexpectedly laid off from Consumerist.com. His preparation through personal blogging and improv comedy training paid off immediately when an editor contacted him about freelance work minutes after his announcement. Ben now maintains dual professional identities, serious consumer journalism and comedy creation. What initially seemed like career disaster ultimately became the best thing that ever happened, forcing him to make conscious decisions about his professional path. Similarly, Palmer's father, an accomplished wildlife filmmaker, pursued stand-up comedy in his 50s. Despite minimal audience response and eventually being let go from his regular gig, he redirected his energy toward writing a book and giving speeches in the film industry, where his speaking skills, enhanced by comedy training, proved valuable. He views his comedy experience positively, having learned stage skills that benefit his teaching and speaking engagements. What distinguishes successful side giggers is resilience. They use setbacks to motivate themselves to try harder or pivot directions. 7 strategies help maintain motivation through disappointment. 1. Seeking support from online communities. 2. Remembering that successful people also fail. 3. Creating backup plans. 4. Discovering personal coping mechanisms. 5. Ignoring critics. 6. Recognizing that perceived failures often lead to better outcomes, and 7. Simply persisting. Palmer herself bounced back from her workshop failure by redesigning her presentations to include more stories and practical strategies, which ultimately strengthened her speaking career rather than derailing it. This pattern appears repeatedly throughout the book. What initially seems like failure often becomes the catalyst for greater success when approached with resilience and adaptation. Many side giggers incorporate service into their businesses or build ventures specifically to solve problems. John Tulloch discovered a profitable side income growing native Virginia bluebells in his Knoxville garden, earning around $10,000 profit per season. Beyond the income, John felt compelled to share his knowledge through his blog and book, Pay Dirt. The chapter highlights how side giggers often help others facing similar challenges, creating a supportive rather than competitive community. Examples include website founder Joe Kane hiring a new web designer with a side business, jewelry designer Erica Serra working with Megan Moynihan Calloway, building her own PR brand, and Alexis Grant employing young professionals trying to build their side businesses in social media. Asher Corson became president of his neighborhood association while still in college, using his unpaid position to help residents navigate issues with a nearby university. Though unpaid, this work led to a full-time job as director of communities for a city council member and provided valuable connections for his PR firm. Emily Kaminsky created frugalpharmacies.com after discovering dramatic price differences between pharmacies for her own medication. Her website helps consumers compare prescription prices, potentially saving them significant money. Angela A.J. Thomas founded the Infuse Program Foundation while working full-time as a program manager at a tech company. She got executives to support her vision of equalizing education, becoming her company's educational ambassador. Her nonprofit organizes after-school entrepreneurship programs taught by Silicon Valley professionals, culminating in pitch sessions where executives award internships and scholarships. Though not directly paid, AJ benefits through enhanced leadership recognition, occasional paid speaking engagements, and the fulfillment of helping nearly 200 students see new possibilities for themselves. When asked what brings long-term fulfillment, side giggers consistently mention making positive impacts. While financial security initially motivates many, they discover deeper rewards when their pursuits align with their skills, values, and dreams. Many find satisfaction in helping others. Phoebe Hernandez employs young people from the Bronx. Callie Lee writes royalty checks to artists. Maya Hake Merlin helps teachers stay organized. Prakash Diria teaches financial literacy to children. And Melissa Van Orman transforms students' lives through yoga. Research from Jamie Ladge supports this flexible work model that prioritizes personal rewards alongside financial ones. Many side giggers aim not to leave their day jobs, but to maintain both pursuits indefinitely. This dual approach redefines financial independence, not as complete freedom from work, but as protection from dependence on a single income source. The combination offers greater security. Full-time work provides benefits, structure, and growth opportunities, while side gigs offer flexibility and backup income. As A.J. Thomas puts it, having both means you can glide and soar and then come back to the cliff when you need a jump. For some, side gigs become essential when full-time work disappears. Chris Furin focused on his cake business when his father's diner closed. Nicole Cromaldi Emmerich turned to Miss Career Girl after being laid off. Jeff Frederick maintained architectural skills during unemployment by freelancing on Alance.com, earning around $50 an hour. Even after finding new employment, he continued freelancing, giving him flexibility to move between roles. Others leave jobs voluntarily when side gigs demand more attention. Michael Carvin developed a personal finance tool while working in private equity, eventually launching SmartAsset.com full-time with a co-founder. Maria Sokarishvili left IT to run DecureBourbonMom.com, and Todd Henry departed his nonprofit position when the accidental creative grew too demanding. Some find middle ground. Dana Lisa Young moved to contract work to build her holistic health business, while Alexis Grant secured part-time content work that allowed time for her own ventures. While online side businesses feel modern, they're actually part of a long tradition. The term moonlighting dates to 1954, though in the conformist 1950s-60s era, earning outside income was often viewed negatively. By the 1980s, multiple job holdings skyrocketed, increasing 52% during the decade to 7.2 million people, 6.2% of workers. Women drove much of this growth, with their moonlighting rate doubling to 5.9%. The 1990s brought full validation, with side gigs becoming associated with success rather than desperation. Highly educated workers had the highest rates, 9%, and career columnists actively encouraged readers to pursue side businesses. Today, side gigs are mainstream, with many college graduates assuming they'll build side businesses alongside their full-time jobs. This trend will likely continue growing, with more flexible workplace policies, support networks, and widespread acceptance as side giggers become recognized as vital economic contributors. Palmer's vision of the future workplace isn't about abandoning traditional employment, but reimagining it as one component of a diversified career portfolio. By developing multiple income streams, professionals gain both financial security and the freedom to pursue work that aligns with their deepest values and talents. In this new economy of you, success comes not from climbing a single career ladder, but from building a personalized ecosystem of work that provides both stability and fulfillment.